Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's been unbelievable. It's been really exciting, and I'm just grateful for this opportunity, and just looking forward to the future.
You've been in Buffalo for the combine, but coming back here, what has been your impression so far of the city?
The city is beautiful. It's unbelievable, and it's been really nice to me so far, so I'm just happy to be here.
Have you been recognized yet by any fans or anything like that?
No, I haven't. I got in at 2 a.m. last night, so maybe that was it.
Ryan, Dylan obviously was going to be able to focus in on four or five teams that were probably going to pick him, with this being one. You certainly were in a much different area. What was it like for you Friday night, wondering, first of all, if you were going to get the call Friday night and then here in Buffalo?
Yeah, obviously, you never know with the draft. It could be any team, obviously, in my position, kind of late first, early second. So I was just kind of anxious to see who would take me, and it just depends on what a team wants. So I was just really happy when Buffalo chose me. So
run through that process when they contacted you. How'd that go? Did you get a phone call and ahead of time, or how did that work?
No, I had a meeting with them here at the combine, and then after that, it was I thought I had a good meeting with them, but you never know. And I was just happy that they chose me.
Dylan said he had extensive conversations with Ralph Krueger the next day at the draft. What sorts of conversations have you had with him yourself?
Yeah, I had a good conversation as well. Really personable coach, and seems like a great guy, and a great coach as well.
You spent time here the last 3 years. You spent like a week here or so for tournaments?
Yeah.
What, a training camp? So is there a little comfort being here that the city maybe might know a little bit?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, Buffalo's a great spot, and it's a great city. I've only been in the city at the combine, but I know I really enjoyed it, and I'm just happy to be here.
You were out at Amherst a couple of weeks?
I was at Amherst, so it's kind of a different area, but kind of outside of Buffalo, so.
Ryan, you're a first-round draft choice. You're going to have that tag on you for the rest of your life. Did you think about that as the picks were going by? Is it something of a thrill and a goal just to be in that sort of class?
Yeah, obviously it's kind of cool to say, but I'm still the same player, so I just, even if I went in the second round, I'm still the same player, so from now it's just putting in work and just developing as a player and as a person as well. Yeah, no, it'll be really nice, and yeah.
What's it been like meeting Dylan?
He's been really nice to me, and he's a really humble kid, and I think he'll do great things in the future.
What are your expectations for this week of development camp?
My expectations are just to have fun, just take in the experience, and just enjoy it, and work hard too, and just do my best.
What's your dad's advice been to you about, after being drafted, now the playing part and getting out on the ice?
Yeah, my dad just says to just take it all in as well, just enjoy it and have fun with it. But also, it's just the start of another journey. So he just says, your work paid off, but you have a long way to go as well.
Are your plans for next year already determined? Do you know yet?
Yeah, I'll be attending the University of Minnesota. Have to finish summer school, and then I'll go in late August, and so I think that'll be good for me, just have a year to develop and go to college.
How proud are you coming from California, not traditionally known as a hockey hotbed, but just the pride that you have coming out of there?
Yeah, it was being from California, it's a different hockey hub, I'd say. Obviously there's Cam York selected too. He came out of California as well, so I think California is producing more players, and it's good to see that hockey's growing there as well, and I'm just fortunate to be from there. So.
You said Friday night you were a Ducks fan. Were you upset when the Kings won cups, or was that cool?
No, I think it's kind of cool, too, just seeing another California team win. It's pretty special, but obviously I would have preferred a different team, but.
Get a tour of the arena today. Has anything resonated with you in particular?
Yeah, just I think just being back here and just actually being able to go in the locker room this time and meet the staff, meet the guys around that do the work behind the scenes. It's pretty cool. And no, it's just really, it's a really good experience so far.
Plan on talking to either the Gophers alum on the team now?
Yeah, yeah. I know Casey Middlestat, and it'd be nice to talk to him and just hear from him too.
How much are you looking forward to? I know the turf's out there now, but just getting out on the ice and just finally kind of getting this started.
Yeah, obviously that's what we do. We're hockey players, so it'd be nice to finally get on the ice and just have fun and just play hockey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.